This old girl's going to work. I've got three projects that I recently got that between 2,000 and 4,000 yards need moved. It's too far of a push with a dozer to be efficient. It's too far to pack it with a high lift. But they're all 2 acre and below sites where anything bigger than this would be pretty inconvenient. We'll probably do a mixture of top loading with the excavator and self-loading because of the areas that we're going to have to work. Two of them are pond extensions, so part of it's going to have to be pulled back with the excavator and loaded in there. And then there's other parts, with this being a self-elevating scraper, you can load it in a very short distance on the little quarter acre knobs that we're actually pulling material from. Ain't stupid if it works. Couple more chains and we're off. All right, we made it. So what we have here is a leaking pond, and we believe the reasoning for that is an inadequate core trench. Reason why we think that, it reaches this level, it'll fill up more, and then it'll drain right back down to this level, and back behind the dam, there are wet spots and water flowing out of it at what used to be the lowest point of ground level. So all that high ground that the scraper's sitting on, that's the stuff that we can pull from on this knob to reinforce and recore the dam. We're going to be coming back over here just behind the dam, clearing out a little bit behind it, and then we are going to do a second core trench. We're going to get all the way down to the good hard pan. We're going to take the material, throw it back behind the dam, re-slope it. That way it's a gentler slope, and make sure that we build this new core completely watertight. So even though it will not be in the middle, because we don't want to tear up the road because the customer needs access to their house, doing a core trench behind the original core will work out just fine, because with that core, you're creating that impermeable, watertight barrier by going down into the hard pan all the way across the backside. And just for the record, because I know somebody's going to bring it up, no, we did not build this pond originally. We got called here to fix it, and that's exactly what we're going to do.